yesterday, the cabinet met and signed off on the use of body cams by members of An Garda Síochána, and An Garda Síochána is to immediately begin the process of procuring body-worn cameras for frontline members. Minister for Justice, Helen McEntee, made the announcement after the cabinet meeting yesterday. The availability of facial recognition technology at Gardaí will be delayed and legislated for separately. There was disagreement in the last couple of months between different parties in relation to that matter, but body cams will be used. This comes in the context, I suppose, of the relatively high numbers of members of An Garda Síochána who have been assaulted, and figures released showing that over the last 7 years, members of the force in this district, in this county, have been second in terms of the number of assaults that they have experienced, only behind members in the Dublin division. With me in our studio here in Killarney is Kerry Garda Representative Association Delegate and Representative Eddie Walsh. Garda Eddie Walsh. Eddie, good morning to you and thanks for joining us this morning. What's your reaction, first of all? What do you think the reaction of most of your members will be to the green light on body cams?
Good morning, Jody. I've been calling for a number of years for the introduction of body cams for An Garda Síochána, and we welcome the introduction of body cams, and our members all throughout the country are delighted, and we welcome the introduction of body cams. We feel it's a welcome introduction to our work practice. It will be a deterrent for members of the public that abuse and assault Gardaí, and we also believe it will be a deterrent for members of the public, the minority of the public, to make false allegations against our members. As you know, Jerry, body cam will be a direct use of evidence in court in relation to assaults and serious incidents.
So it should hopefully have that deterrent factor. We've seen in other jurisdictions, particularly it's led to a reduction in the number of complaints made about Gardaí. Would you be hoping that's the situation in terms of those small numbers, as you said, of complaints that are vexatious?
Yeah, correct, Jerry. We definitely believe it would be a deterrent for the minority of the public to make false allegations against our members, and the use of body cams would be a vital piece of evidence if a false allegation is made against some members. The Garda Ombudsman could use this in relation to false allegations.
Okay, outside Dublin, Kerry, the highest number of assaults against Gardaí over the last 7 years, that's between 2015 and December of last year, 150 incidents. Why is it so high in Kerry, do we know?
Well, Jerry, just to give you a few figures, the actual number of assaults since 2015 on Gardaí in the country is 5,000. It's 2,080 serious assaults since 2015 and 157 in Kerry. I suppose there's a couple of factors in relation to the high number of assaults, and we are the second highest in the country. There will be a large influx of people into the county of Kerry. As you know, it's a county that has a large number of festivals, and there's a large increase of population throughout the summer. And I suppose there is a minority of people out there that have a lack of respect for the law, and that is a factor as well with assaults and Gardaí. As you know, I've spoken in the show before, we've called for mandatory sentences in relation to assaults and Gardaí. Our members, every morning and evening when they go out and try on the uniform, they're entitled to go about their business, and they're entitled to go home to their family without being assaulted. And assaults and Gardaí in the country, and injuries in Gardaí account for 40% of injuries in Gardaí in relation to work right practices.
Yeah, and that tells its own story, I suppose, of why these needed. How soon could we expect them, do you think, and how soon will they be in operation?
The Commissioner will be going to tender on our information, as we hope to have the body cams in operation before the end of the year.
Okay, that quickly, yep, in operation. Yep. Okay, so you're ready to jump into action on it and straight away. Now, look, I know that the government has agreed to increase the maximum sentence which should be given to a person convicted of assault of a member of An Garda Síochána or emergency service workers, and that's going to be coming through at the same time. So would you be hoping, in combination with that and also with the body cams, that it should lead to a reduction in the number of your members facing assault?
Yeah, Jerry, with the introduction of body cams, definitely it should lead to a reduction in assaults of members. But I suppose you also have to factor in relation to assaults there. For all members, safety is always in numbers. And I suppose for the first time in 5 years, the number of Gardaí have fallen below 14,000. And we have a serious issue at the moment with retention and recruitment of an Gardaí Síochána. And even so far this year, in the first 6 months of 2023, we have seen 70 Gardaí resign, and this process continues in the year. We'll see 150, plus there's 400 Gardaí to retire, so that the recruitment in terms of more will only offset the amount of people who resigned and retired. So that's also an issue. We see less Gardaí in the street. With less Gardaí, it's only prompting the minority of people to have attack on our members. As the old saying going, safety in numbers. So we need extra Gardaí. We definitely want to see the government producing the 1,000 Gardaí they promised, but at the moment it looks like there'll be 300 plus off that figure.
Off that target. That says its own story. Okay, Eddie, listen, thanks very much for telling us, talking to us about that. That's the GRA warmly welcoming the introduction of body cams to be in use, all going well by the end of the year.